بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولم يروا أنا خلقنا لهم مما عملت أيدينا أنعاما فهم لها مالكون وذللناها لهم فمنها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون ولهم فيها منافع ومشارب أفلا يشكرون. Can't they see that we created for them animals from what our hands produce? Then they become their owners. And we subjected it for them. Then some of them are a means of transport for them, and others they eat. And for them in it are different uses, benefits, and different kinds of drinks. So won't they show appreciation? In the beginning of Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about shukr. And here again, Allah ta'ala mentions His bounties upon man. And in the end, the same question is being asked. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Will you not then show appreciation, show shukr? Recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognize Allah ta'ala's favors, and worship Allah ta'ala, accept Allah ta'ala, recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see the greatness of Allah ta'ala in His creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created an'am. An'am generally refers to domesticated livestock, camels, cattle, sheep, goats. So Allah ta'ala says, we created this, produced it for you, and then you become its owners. Allah subjected it to us. The camel, these big animals, sometimes they go into the hundreds of kilos, much more stronger than man, much more bigger than man in size. But Allah Ta'ala subjected these animals to us. They listen, they obey. Allah Ta'ala gave them only that amount of intellect that they can't override man. Allah gave man the ability to override them. They have to submit. They have to give in. They have to serve man. So then, in serving man, they become transport. Then they become the food of man when he slaughters them in the Islamic manner. And Allah Ta'ala says there are other benefits. You benefit from the wool of these animals. You benefit from the work that they can do for you. For example, plowing the lands, using cattle, oxen. And you get drinks from them. Camel milk is a very sought after drink. It's very easy on the stomach, quite popular. Goat milk, for example, cow's milk. We can't do without this. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Think and ponder how many benefits we gave you. Other benefits are leather, for example. Person uses the skin, makes a carpet. He gets leather, leather industry, a very lucrative industry. So how many benefits, and from there, how many things a person is able to make and enjoy. So afala yashkurun. The more a person thinks about it, the more he'll realize how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah used the word, mimma amilat aydina, from what our hands produce. We designed it, we made it specifically for your benefit. We put it, not that you figure it out, we put it there, that this will be beneficial, that will be beneficial, the hair will be beneficial, the effort of these animals in plowing the lands, that will be beneficial for you, the skin will be beneficial, the milk will be beneficial, we made it beneficial, we made it nutritious. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Shouldn't we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك فلك الحمد ولك الشكر. These are words that we use in praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah.